I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on July 22nd, 2020. It's shaping up to be a good week for mobile power users with the launch of not just one, but two new Linux Ultrabooks. First out of the gate was German-based Tuxedo Computers, whose new Pulse 15 laptop ships with an 8-core AMD Ryzen 7 4800H processor and can be configured with up to 64 gigabytes of RAM. While Tuxedo is also offering a slightly less powerful version based on a 6-core Ryzen 5 CPU, a base configuration Pulse 15 featuring a Ryzen 7 along with 8GB of RAM and a 250GB SSD can be ordered for just under 975 euros. Hot on the heels of the launch by Tuxedo, Spanish company Slimbook unveiled two new Ultrabook models of its own, which are also based on the same Ryzen 7 CPU. The new 14-inch Slimbook retails for just under 900 euros, while the 15.6-inch model can be had for just 30 euros more. Both are very similarly spec'd to the offering from Tuxedo, with all three laptops boasting a metal chassis and weighing in at under 3.5 pounds. While Tuxedo offers a choice of Linux operating systems on its new machine, the two Slimbook laptops are explicitly branded as KDE devices and come with KDE Neon pre-installed, with Slimbook returning a portion of its sales revenue to the KDE community for every device sold. Entry-level Android devices could soon see a major shakeup, according to a leaked document from Google. While the company has been encouraging manufacturers to deploy its special Go edition of Android on lower-resource hardware since its launch in 2017, many have simply continued to ship the full-blown version on all of their mobile devices. However, Google is planning to enforce a change to the situation before the end of the year, according to a leaked document seen by XDA developers. The new rules would make it mandatory for any new device that launches with 2GB of RAM or less and which the manufacturer wants to ship with Android 10 or later to use the Go edition rather than the regular version of the mobile operating system. The 3MF Consortium has announced that it is joining the Linux Foundation as an open standards project. The organization has shepherded the 3D manufacturing file format since its inception in 2015 and boasts industry membership that includes major players from both the hardware and software 3D printing space. As well as gaining a new home, the move will also see Microsoft's Adrian Lannan step down from his role as founding executive director of the consortium and HP's Luis Valdez taking over the reins with the organization's move to the Linux Foundation. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/178. We'll be back on Friday.